Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, so Ivan Lambert wrote this for Commander's Wire. He sent this to me over the weekend. He's a nice guy who occasionally hits me up to some stories that he's on to. And apparently Mike Florio talked about this on his show on Friday. Here's the first quote. The Commanders know they're going to get their asses kicked today. Mike Florio, host of Pro Football Talk on NBC Sports, told a story Friday morning. The day of the NFC Championship, January 26, 2025. By the way, I don't know if I believe this. I'm just telling you what's being reported. Someone I know who was very well plugged in said, quote, the Commanders know they're going to get their asses kicked today, and they're just kind of bracing for it. Florio continued on air, saying that his inside source told him that the day prior to the beginning of the NFC's title game in Philly, I know people in the building, they know what's coming. What is your opinion on that?
Seems very flimsy.
It's very vague.
Doesn't seem like there's a lot to it.
It's very.
I mean, it's possible.
It could have been just one guy.
Yeah, it's possible in this regard. When we talked about the matchup and we started going position for position, to a man, we all said that Philadelphia had a better offensive line, had a better running back, had better wide receivers, better defense. The whole defense was better.
Yeah.
I mean, you were hard pressed to find spots where Washington was as good, if not better, talent-wise. The hard part is that they just beat them a few weeks earlier.
But that now, was with Pickett, right?
The Philly fans would say Hurts was concussed.
For 50 of 60 minutes, it was
Devontae
Pickett.
Smith had the drop at the end where if he catches
here's the thing.
They win the game.
We know that, listen, we've had Mike Florio on the show for 25 years, okay? Dating back to before he's on TV and everything, we just had the little blog. He is kind of, he wouldn't like this characterization. But he's into, like, the gossip of the NFL, right?
Yeah.
He's into the gossip of the NFL. I don't think he makes up things.
No, he doesn't.
I we know him personally a little bit. He seems to be a man of character. I think somebody told him that.
Probably. And if not, a couple people might have just said, hey, look, it's going to be tough. Like, they might have said it in a different way, like, hey, it's going to be really tough for us.
They relayed it that way.
They've got an amazing offensive line. They've got Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, I buy that.
They might have said something like, hey, we were kind of lucky the last game, fortunate. We played against Kenny Pickett. Jalen Hurts.
We know it's going to be tough.
We're going on the road.
And then the intermediary person said, they know they're going to get their asses kicked.
What were the odds in that game? I mean, Philly was a pretty strong favorite.
Probably a 7.5.
I'm going to guess 7.
Yeah, but that's not overwhelming.
That's not overwhelming.
You're going to get your ass kicked.
I just have a hard time believing somebody high up in the organization. I don't know if it's a higher up. It could be a minion.
Well, could have been a scout.
We're just going to get our ass beat.
Could have been a PR guy.
We're going to get our ass beat today. Like, we don't have a chance today. Like, that doesn't sound like
I think JP's portrayal is maybe more, hey, listen, we know this is a tough football team we're playing. That they're kind of like, other than at quarterback, they might be better at us in every position.
They're damn good at home.
Yeah.
We just beat them. They're going to be pissed off.
And then the guy interprets it.
Remember, the number one thing too, was Washington had a terrible rush defense all season long.
Yeah.
And they're going up against Saquon Barkley. I'm not saying they lost just because of Saquon Barkley.
They're pissed off that we beat him just a couple weeks ago.
Didn't Barkley take it to the house on the first carry?
I don't know. He had three big runs.
Or the first time he touched it.
Yeah, I think it was around left.
I love Florio, too. This is just kind of dishonest by him because there's just no way that any credible person in that organization at the top or any player was going around saying...
No, he didn't get it from a player. No way.
We're going to get our ass kicked today. Yeah. They just destroyed the Lions the week before. The momentum was at an all-time high.
No, he didn't say we're going to get our ass kicked. He said... The Commanders know they're going to get their asses kicked today. So it could be JP's interpretation that they said, hey, man, we know we're up against a tough one. It's going to be a tough one for us. And then it was relayed as they know they're going to get their asses kicked.
That said,
right, would you buy that?
I don't really buy it. I'm giving you a scenario. Because the week before.
Right, but it could have been someone who didn't have any credibility.
But the week before, they might have said the same thing against Detroit. Detroit was even a bigger favorite.
Yeah.
I think Detroit was favored by 9.5.
What happened to Everyone Lies?
It's definitely true. I don't know if it Mike Florio lies. I mean, does it matter if he lies? I mean, I don't know.
His entire, I love Florio. His entire premise is rumor mill. That was his thing. He just spitball stuff. He just throws stuff out
there. I know he throws stuff out there. I don't think he would throw out a quote, per se. No. And this is not really even a quote. It's someone's characterization of it. But here's okay, whatever.
It's almost like telephone game, though, here.
Right.
Said that.
Let's just say.
Because even Coach Quinn, I mean, we could probably find quotes from Coach Quinn when talking about the Eagles before that game would have made it seem insurmountable, which is normally what a coach does,
coach
right?
Speak.
You build up your opponent.
Could have been coach speak.
And you're looking at a team that had the number one defense. I'm not exactly sure where they finished offensively, but they had one of the best offenses.
It could be a little
thing. They had a ton of Pro Bowlers.
Could have been.
It kind of made sense.
So here, let's go to the next part. Let's just say, who knows? Let's just say it's BS. Here's the next part. And by the way, I would also preface this by saying, Florio likes to go off on these tangents where he takes one hypothetical to another hypothetical to another hypothetical and comes up with all these like conclusions. Like, that's his deal. I get it. Here's the next question, though, that he was asked. Can the Commanders overtake the Eagles, though? And here's where Florio was doubtful. It's going to take multiple years. And even then, it may not happen. Now, I do believe that Florio has been historically hard on this organization. He doesn't love Washington, certainly when Dan Snyder was here.
Yeah, I mean, that ownership change should pivot on that.
Most people would say that we've been historically hard on the Commanders.
Well, as we should have been.
We're also occasionally optimistic, and then our hearts are broken.
Who hasn't been hard on them?
I don't know.
I know.
Hold on. Josh, here, concluding the segment, Florio said, Josh Sweat is gone. Milton Williams, the defense tackle, gone. But the Eagles are still the Eagles.
Yeah, they lost a couple of defensive players. They didn't lose anybody on offense.
No.
I believe every
starter
player is returning on that offense.
Every starter, yeah.
They have all their coordinators and all
then
that?
Didn't they draft all defense?
They drafted some offensive linemen.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. Let's see. They drafted... first round pick was the Jahad Campbell, so defense there. Second round pick was a safety. Third round pick, I believe, was a defensive back. They did a lot of their draft picks were defensive players. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of hope history repeats itself in the NFC East, where nobody ever repeats, at least in the last couple of decades, as the division winner. But yeah, it's going to be tough to overtake them. And we said that last year, and we said all along, look, they're ahead of schedule. We kept saying they're ahead of schedule. We all said Adam Peters is going to take a couple of years for them to turn the roster into one of the best rosters in the league. Jaden Daniels flipped the equation.
He's a superstar.
And they won 5 in a row at the end. They were 7-5. When they were 7-5 after that 3-game losing streak, we were all like, are they going to make the playoffs?
Right, sure. We had questions.
And then, you know, I think they smashed the Titans, 8-5, played the Saints. Comes down to a 2-point conversion at the end.
Yep. Squeaked by.
And then they won 3 straight games at the end. So I don't think anybody thinks that their roster man for man on paper as close to what the Eagles have. No,
doesn't that lead you to believe that that story could be true then? That somebody on staff probably told a reporter, when Mike says, I know someone who is very well plugged in, that doesn't mean he knows someone on staff. He knows someone very well plugged in. That means probably like a reporter.
I don't think it's a stretch because you always bring up the Brian Billick wins and losses scene from Hard Knocks.
Well, that blew me away.
That a head coach of a team was assuming losses.
But he's like, I'll probably lose that one, probably win that one. That's going to be a tough one.
Right. So to me, it's not out of the realm of possibility that somebody on the staff and the organization said something like this.
But who was it? It wasn't any of the coaches.
No.
It wasn't any of the players.
Here's the thing.
It wasn't Adam Peters.
You don't think it could have believe me, a connection like this. I'm not saying these two. But you don't think it could have been a Kingsbury-Peter Schrager deal where he tells his buddy... Isn't that the guy's name that works for NFL Network?
Yeah.
He tells his buddy, hey, man.
He's ESPN now.
We're gonna this is going to be a tough one.
Yeah, but yeah. Kingsbury. I think it could be. Look.
I think he would say this is off the record. Like you can't.
We're just talking to his buddy.
Can't mention this.
They don't even think about.
All would agree it was going to be a tough one. Yeah.
I think it's more likely if you want to find a candidate on the staff, it'd be more likely like their D line coach or somebody like that. Like
because
the offense. I think Washington went into that game thinking their offense could put up points, and there was no reason not to believe that.
But they knew that their defense wasn't going to stop them at full strength.
Yeah.
So that's what you know.
I mean, you kind of know.
No one thought our defense was going to stop them.
How are they going to stop? First of all, they weren't able to stop anybody running the football. So how are they going to stop that Eagles offensive line with Saquon Barkley?
I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that someone in the building said it to a buddy that's like a reporter or something. It's a friend.
Commanders fans better hope.
I don't think he was lying. I'm sure someone told him that.
It's going to be tough.
But I don't know
how he interpreted it as we're going to get our asses kicked.
Yeah, I just don't know how credible that source was.
Do you think the source is lying?
No, I'm just saying whoever it was, I don't think it was anybody high up on the roster or someone on the coaching staff.
Couldn't it have been a nebulous coach speak thing like JP said where it's, hey, man, it's going to be a tough one. And then they interpret it as they know they're going to get their
if he interpreted it that way, okay.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Well, it's not a direct quote.
But everyone would have agreed to that.
Yeah, but if I say to somebody, say to Florio, it's going to be tough, and then I see we're going to get our asses kicked today, I'm going to be pissed at Florio for taking it the next two or three steps.
I agree.
Like, that's a bit of a leap.
It's kind of what Mike does, though.
Okay. You know what? Might be the last time I talk to Florio if I'm that guy.
I mean, nobody
staff.
In the building, including Jaden Daniels or Dan Quinn or Zach Ertz, would say, yeah, this is easy. We're going to blow them out. Nobody.
Right.
They all said, yeah, this is NFC Championship.
It's going to be tough.
This is the best team in the league.
They're pissed off. They're going to have Hurts. They have Barkley.
They're pissed. We beat them.
We don't know how we're going to stop them.
Yeah. I believe everyone would have said that to them.
Right. And then it was interpreted as they know they're going to get their asses handed.
Well, I mean, whoever said it to them might have said, yeah, they're going to kill us or something like that. But who knows who.
All right, let's go to Elijah, D.C. Elijah, what's up, man? You're all with the Junkies.
What's going on, fellas? We have to understand that these guys, they stay up all night, right? Making sure that they have an opportunity to really get a look. If anybody knows what's going on and what they have in that building, it's those guys. Now, knowing how they have been operating, I do feel like it's a bit of a stretch because DQ protects his guys in a way that statement just kind of goes against. They've been so tight-lipped about everything. What makes you think that they're going to start in the most important game? We're going to go get destroyed. I don't. We heard DQ be like, hey, we're hunters. He shut that down before even someone had an opportunity to open their face in a certain type of way. So it's just difficult for me to be like, someone was able to be really close to that person and not kind of give them the finger. You know, I mean, that's almost like Mike Tyson. If we in the back and it's like, oh, Charlotte, were we in this space? Oh, no. This, we know how this goes. We don't deal with certain little nuggets of doubt. It doesn't seem like that fits the bill from what we've seen.
It definitely does. At least as far as Quinn, he was very good at his messaging. But
thank you.
He also was a big anytime, anywhere, anyhow guy. He instilled belief in his team. So it's not coming from Quinn.
It wasn't coming from Quinn.
No.
It was coming from somebody who was telling a buddy of his he's known for a while, this is going to be a tough one. And then it was interpreted as they know they're going to get their asses kicked. That's my take on it. I'm going.
What if I mean, I know someone within the organization.
Yeah.
What if I was talking to that person and he goes, yeah, man, I don't have a good vibe on this one.
Yeah.
And then I went public and went, yeah, I talked to somebody pretty high up and mm-hmm. he thinks they're going to get their asses kicked. I could have said that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the exact scenario.
Yeah.
That's the exact scenario.
But again, depends on who it was.
Well, yes, somebody has been around that has sources.
Yeah, could have been.
Mike says it's a guy who's very well plugged in. It's not like it's, Mike Marr. I mean,
it sounds like somebody important.
Someone I know who was very well plugged in said the Commanders know they're going to get their asses kicked today, and they're just kind of bracing for it. Now, no one would ever admit to that.
Yeah, and again, that's probably just an opinion of that whoever
they, an he opinion was talking of that to. Conversation.
Because
if it could have been the entire coach speak,
right? But if you got all the offensive guys together, there's no chance they would have said, yeah, they're going to kick our ass today.
But the defense might have known they had no answers for Saquon.
Defense probably knew they had to play A++.
Yeah.
But it's hard to do that against Saquon.
Now, I can't imagine.
They gave up a double nickel.
Who's the defensive coordinator that looks like he just wants to eat everybody for us?
Who? Joe Witt Jr.?
Yeah, Joe Witt Jr. Yeah. There's no chance it was Joe Witt Jr.
No, impossible.
0% chance. That guy looks like one of the toughest guys I've ever seen.
Sure. He'll kick your ass.
He'll kick your ass for even suggesting it.
Yep. Yeah. Not him. Cross him off the list.
Right. I don't know, man. It's fun, though. It's not like it's some dude of some podcast that no one's ever heard of.
You won't do an investigation. Create a podcast about that. Isn't that what... I'm forgetting his first name. Is it Pablo Torre? His whole show is he investigates. We spent some time talking about him.
What did he get in
recently?
Trouble? He got in trouble for one just like last week, like 2 weeks ago, right? He was insinuating something.
I think he did a deep dive into the Jordan Hudson deal.
Oh, yeah.
Did he get in trouble for that?
I think he took some blowback because he suggested that North Carolina was like cutting ties with her completely and like she wasn't welcome anywhere. I think that was part of the deal. Yeah, I could do one like, what was the podcast, the serial about Adnan? I could do it about this. I could do a whole podcast and recreate the week leading up to the NFC Championship game.
Who said?
And you're doing. I know you're working on a project. I could do a project.
Who said what?
Where I just do a whole breakdown of the week leading up to it. I could interview every reporter, every ball boy, every
sounds too daunting.
Scout.
Sounds like a harebrained scheme.
And then at the end, you're going to uncover
to produce it for me.
At the end, you're going to uncover it was a tight end that's on the IR who told Albert Breer,
right.
Who then told
right.
Mike Florio.
Because
that's what it could be.
It's something like
somebody
that.
Told Breer or somebody else that's in Mike Florio's circle that's not necessarily on the team. And they basically painted it like I painted it that, hey, Eagles are damn good.
This is going to be
brutal.
This is going to be a tough one.
We got no answers for Saquon.
Right.
Or it was someone in the marketing department who technically is plugged in because they're there every day.
Right.
Well, if it's somebody from the marketing department, that has zero credit.
It's the same sales guy that sent the email about Ovi.
Right. The same guy.
His final season.
I missed that.
You missed a lot.
You guys.
Long
did you
story.
Not bring your phone with you?
Yeah. You're on your phone more than anybody. And no. How'd you miss that?
Did you
one?
Bury your head in the sand of the bunkers there?
When I play 36 holes a day, I'm not really looking at my phone a whole lot.
I find that hard to believe. Yeah. Check out your average time.
The only thing I was using it for was to log my scores.
Okay.
You think I cared?
I don't know, but I find it hard to believe that you, of all people, weren't on your phone much.
True.
Coming up next, we'll open up EB's entertainment page. Don't go on.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Anywhere. Just a quick update on the U.S. Open qualifying going on at Woodmont. I'm going to head out there in about, hopefully in about a half hour. There's a couple of local kids that are balling early. Logan Riley, who's going to play golf at Auburn next year. His dad, Terry Riley, who I've known for years, he's a golf agent. But Logan Riley is 2-under through 8. Mikey Brennan, who was a stud at Wake Forest, also local from Leesburg. And he plays on the, I believe he's on the PGA Tour's America Tour, or maybe just on the Corn Ferry, but he's definitely a pro. But he's also 2-under. Taylor Funk, Fred Funk's son, who played at Texas, and he's on the PGA Tour America's Tour. He's 2-under. So there's some local guys and some familiar names up there in the top five. My buddy's son, Drew Carlin, 1-over through 8, so hopefully he can put it together here in the back nine.
Nice.
But
wish him luck.
The biggest name that you guys would recognize so far, well, Brendan Steele's tied for 7th. Stuart Sink also tied for 7th.
Hmm. And what'd you say, top 4?
I think it's 4 or 5.
Top 4 and probably a couple alternates maybe?
Yeah, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's 4 or 5.
It's so humbling. These guys have these unbelievable careers, but you know, golf is a merit-based thing. And if you don't have the qualifications, you haven't had enough top 10s or done well enough in a major in recent years.
You got to qualify.
You got to go out there and humble yourself.
Yep.
You know, go out there in shorts and try to beat the young studs that are all trying to take your spot.
Got
to
grind it.
Jason
Koch in the field.
Jason Kokrak, who joined Live Tour, he's T43, 2-over.
Yeah,
so it's just no joke.
It's got to be annoying. Some of those guys will walk off. Like they'll have a bad front nine and they'll just walk off.
Yeah.
It's a waste of time. They're not getting paid for it. They're just
surprised
there
you didn't
to
do that this weekend.
What? Walk off the golf course?
Yeah, because you said you were I'm sweating how much pain you're going to be in and everything.
I'm stunned I was able to do it.
There you go.
Stunned. And we walked a lot of it. We had caddies. And we did the whole walking bit.
Nice.
My guy, Adolfo, his reads on Thursday were unreal.
Can he come out to 1757 and read putts for us tomorrow along with Valdez?
We got Mike Moore.
Oh, yeah, Mike Moore's going to jump in and read all the putts.
Is Moore silly green reader?
He said that's his spot.
Is that your specialty?
No, definitely not reading greens. I'm going to be striping fairways. I'll tell you that.
Well, that's good. I'm happy you're confident.
Yeah, we just got to get to the green, and then that's where Valdez comes into play.
Okay. I think Valdez is going to come into play at the drive.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a big
if he doesn't
factor.
Come into play with the drive, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Valdez can
big
roll
trouble.
It. He's got a great putter.
All right, let's open up the entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax.
Ooh, that's right. I forgot about that. Sorry. Of course. Let me see. Hold on. I got it right here. BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get your butt over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. Mention me, your boy. Then check out their entire selection of certified pre-owned and new vehicles on their website, bmwfairfax.com. You won't be disappointed, I promise. All right, there's a funny story here. I told you that it's kind of all day yesterday. I just had golf on all day. And Scheffler ran away with another one. Kind of ran away with it. And then at the end, you know, the wife, I think her name is Meredith, his high school sweetheart. She runs out there. She gives him the kid. I think the kid's name is Bennett. And they say, has this happened before, Valdez, where she hands Scotty his newborn, essentially. He's like less than a year old.
Mm-hmm.
And he has poop all blown. He has blown out the diaper.
No. That's a bad look.
Now, did Scotty, because I didn't notice this at the time when I was watching it, did Scotty then go, ugh, or did he just like play it off and no big deal?
I think he didn't realize it or just didn't pay attention to it.
Yeah. You don't want your baby to have a blown out diaper. That's how they get the diaper rash. Then you'd be up all night. Please do not have these kids sit in their diapers all day, Kings.
Mm. Got to change them. Yep. I've been out of the diaper changing game for a long, long time, but I remember those
days.
You're
going to have to get the butt paste. Yep. You know, you got to put all that. But if you have a daughter, you got to put it all over the vagina. You got to put it everywhere.
Okay. Sure.
You got to make sure. Don't get any infections.
Got to clean those areas well.
You can't have any fecal matter in there.
No, it's bad.
Oh, it's terrible.
In his last four tournaments, last month, he's made 1.8. 3.4, 4 million, and a measly 430,000.
Right, think about this. They said on the broadcast, I think it was last week.
Isn't that nuts?
He's so unassuming that prior to even last year, he had made something like $70 million in prize money. I don't know if you caught this nugget that Nance or whoever brought up. He was still driving a beater with like 150,000 miles to just driving around town. He was driving like an old Honda to the golf course.
Really?
It's okay. Yeah. So, banking his cash.
Yeah, just unaffected.
Yep.
You know, obviously has a nice life, but doesn't really care. Driving an old beater, and he had $70 million in prize money at that point.
Meanwhile, I saw a Lamborghini, not one of the flashy, like, that you see in, like, a Miami Vice movie from back in the day, but it's like a Lamborghini SUV in the Harris Theater parking lot last week.
Oh, well,
and
I've never
seen
that.
Scotty Scheffler.
I've never seen the Lambo SUV.
Yeah,
it's kind of like a Porsche, like
something like that.
Like that Porsche one.
Yeah,
I think they're a little smaller.
Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet; these guys are getting a lot of run, right? Mm-hmm. They go to a lot of hoop games.
A lot of Knicks games. Big Knicks fans.
Apparently, Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner. I guess they've insinuated somehow that every time the Knicks win, they hit skins.
Okay,
they have victory buns.
I'm gonna guess he hits skins whether the Knicks win or lose. Okay, like I don't think the Knicks winning really has that big of a bearing on it.
I think it was our buddy Barstool Nate who made a point on Twitter over the weekend that when they were at Indiana and they were sitting there front row and they were next to some like regular like working class guy who worked his way up,
like a blue collar millionaire,
but
like
worked
in
his
the
way
paving
up.
Business. I think
that she's probably never been in the company of a regular person.
Probably
her
hasn't
her entire life.
Yeah, she's lived in a bubble her whole life.
Her entire life has been private jets.
Yep.
Front row seats, security, limos.
That's all she's known.
She doesn't know regular folks.
Nope.
She doesn't know how to handle regular folks.
Kind of like Jason.
Taste of that this weekend.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot like me.
Josh Allen got married over the weekend. He married Haley Steinfeld. Correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't she the daughter of Body by Jake?
Is that right? I think you might be right.
And I think she had a pop hit 10 years ago.
She's been in movies and music. She does both. She's in Sinners.
She is.
Yeah.
Shakira canceled another concert. Valdez, what's going on with Shakira?
She had to cancel here at Nats Park.
Yeah, she canceled in Nats Park.
What's
people were
on?
Bitter.
Is she health issues?
No, I think it was an issue getting her equipment from the last gig.
So the Boston show, I think, was like the equipment was deemed unsafe or something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
And then all transporting everything here, there was an issue with that. And then she had to cancel. People were bitter.
That's probably costing a lot of money. Right? That's a big deal. You got to fire somebody. You got to fire whoever your tour director is or whatever. Who's not getting that lined up.
The stage in Boston collapsed.
Ooh.
And
I saw that.
I think Drab broke the story.
Oh, you did?
How? Yeah, because I have a friend that was working on the show, and this person told me the show was getting canceled, and I told El Zol, and they did the work, and El Zol, I think, broke the story.
Wow, look really? At you.
The stage just fell over? Obviously, no
in
one
Boston,
was on it.
In Boston.
In Boston, yeah.
Breaking news from Draft
it
T-shirt.
It wasn't publicized?
Well, it was like happening very fast.
But it didn't get publicized afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did anybody get injured?
Oh, in Boston? I don't think so.
It was
so.
It, did the stage collapse like actively during a concert?
No, when they were constructing it.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Didn't Shakira also leave the stage at some point? I'm not sure if this is in Boston, because weren't guys like getting creepy and trying to like upskirt photo or video her while she's dancing on stage in a short dress? I think I saw that.
Sure, that's not
she's
the
like,
first or
I'm
last
finished.
Time.
I'm out of here.
Is that this, still a thing?
This is disrespectful.
People are still in their upskirts.
I saw that.
Drab walks around with a mirror on his shoe.
I mean, I think there are plenty of pervs out there, so there are probably still some upskirt photos and vids going on.
Crazy.
I think I was an old.
Was that old?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Bonnie Blue. And you know Bonnie Blue, right?
What's her
claim to fame, Kate?
Has she claimed that she slept with like 1,000 dudes in one day?
In like a 24-hour period?
I think her new challenge is going to go above and beyond.
You're scooping them.
She says she wants to sleep with 2,000 guys while being tied up in a glass box open to the public in London on June 15th.
I mean, that's...
There's no way that's going to be allowed. She's going to soccer games, right, and getting thrown out because she's inviting guys to do, like, sexual things with her at these games, right?
Oh, look here. We got Bonnie Blue in a clear box. Tied up. 2,000 blokes are going to have a go.
She's the one that looks older than what she claims to be, right?
Yeah.
There's that Lily Phillips chick.
Yes. This one,
she looks
more
a little older. Yeah, she looks a little more weathered. Like, but, you know, maybe after 1,000 dudes, that would weather anybody.
Been through the ringer.
Yeah, she's been through the ringer, so to speak. Just a couple other. We mentioned earlier that the Allville household, they're giving thanks today that Taylor Swift was able to buy back the Masters for her first 6 albums. I guess Scooter Braun no longer has control over them. And now Taylor and the Swifties can breathe a huge sigh of relief.
They can rejoice.
I guess the Swifties were all crying on social media. Tears of joy. After she got her rights to her music back. And then a sad story. We mentioned it earlier. Former Junkies guest and ESPN, I guess you would say personality, John Brankus, and founder of ESPN Sports Science Show, passed away, they're saying, after a battle with depression that he had been battling for years. He had won 6 Emmy Awards for his show that appeared on ESPN and Fox Sports Net. 6 of them. So terrible.
Only trailed by 6, EB.
Terrible news. He hosted more than 1,800 segments.
It's a lot.
Of the popular show, Sports Science. So, if you're dealing with mental health struggles or issues, make sure you reach out. Jason, of course, does endorsement for BetterHelp. Hit them up. There are plenty of options out there. If you know of someone or you think of someone, reach out to them, man. Check on them. Because I think they say that he had admitted to attempting suicide earlier in 2023, which, you know, just off.
And he was he younger than us?
I think he was 54.
He's right in our age range.
Our age.
Yeah.
Right in our wheelhouse. All right. For all of your residential, commercial, cooling, heating, plumbing, and pest control needs this season, do what I always do. Trust the 5-star experts at Crop Metcalf. You know, another scorching Washington summer is right around the corner. With temperatures warming up, make sure your cooling system can keep up. Call Crop Metcalf today. Schedule your $99 cooling system check and ensure your family's comfort all season long. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit cropmetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star tech.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hey, I actually have some entertainment news that you did not put in your entertainment page, EB.
Look at this.
Which I think the junkies would all be into.
All of us are going to be into it?
I think so.
All right.
Sadly, I believe that we know the name of the creator of True Detective. Do you remember his name?
It was like Palazzo, Nick Palazzo.
Close. Nick Pizzolatto.
Pizzolatto, yeah. Okay.
He's the acclaimed writer and director of the first season, which starred Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson.
Yep, iconic,
most people
so
believe
good.
That story featuring Rust Cole and Marty Hart was the best season. So I'll say that the Jodie Foster season was pretty good. Was that Winter? Was it Night Country?
Night Country. I thought the other one was, the other ones were better. In my opinion, that was the worst of all the True Detectives.
Really? I didn't like the L.A. one that much. Which had my guy Vince Vaughn. Anyway.
I kind of liked it.
We all think that the first season was the best.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He's teased a new story for the leads of the first season. So he is trying to pitch the characters, Russ Cole and Marty Hart, portrayed by Harrelson and McConaughey, coming back.
Oh, I'm all in.
See?
100%. Locked in.
Now, you got to get these guys under contract. Well, yeah, and there's a lot of moving parts.
They have to come
but he
to
says
agreement.
He has a story for Russ Cole and Marty Hart, and that was played by McConaughey.
If he has a story for them and they agree to it, this guy will watch it.
Yes.
Much like he also watched the Titan Sub documentary on HBO Max.
And that how did you watch
that's
that?
It's a must watch.
No, it's
so riveting.
What? It's just to watch these people right before they go there to death.
I know, but it's just the...
I bet you they had a lot of footage of them, right, before they went in there while they're training
mostly
and everything?
Mostly the footage of footage of the CEO of the company. I think his name was Stockton Rush, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, he was one of the people that perished in that accident. That was 2 years ago,
is this
the
where
way.
They had footage of the wife
I can't
watching
believe it's
as
been
the thing
2 years.
Exploded or
no,
whatever?
No, I don't think. I mean, I think the widow of the husband and son who died, she definitely has role in the documentary.
She's featured, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think it's her watching. There's no video of the implosion of the sub. There's audio of the implosion of the sub. That's a good watch. Now it's disturbing.
Well, you know what else is a must watch?
That's nightmare.
Valdez, tell him what else is a must watch.
Oh, the Osama bin Laden
manhunt.
Oh, I've seen it. I've seen all three episodes. I gobbled it up.
Explain what it is.
It's just the backstory of how we tracked bin Laden for basically 20 years.
And how long has that been out? Has that been out for a long time? Or
a couple weeks.
Netflix?
Netflix.
Yes.
Yep. I'm in.
So good.
Doc.
Yeah,
Doc.
I'm in. It's really good.
I'm in.
So last week I brought up a story about Shador Sanders just because it triggers Cakes. And I like to see his reaction. Here's another trigger.
I don't think he's going to get triggered at 9:49.
Again, it's like JP has a weird obsession with both Angel Reese and Shador Sanders.
No, this story is about another guy who I think triggers you. Bronny James.
Again, I'm ambivalent towards Bronny James. Like, you keep thinking that these people trigger me. They actually don't.
I've witnessed you being triggered.
It's bizarre.
You get emotional about them.
You just bring them up out of thin air for no reason.
The second round pick.
Yeah. Who's the weird one?
Apparently is going to be part of the rotation 10 to 15 minutes next year because the Lakers say that they're happy with his progress.
Well, and they also, it's not just the Lakers. It's apparently, because I've read that story too, people around the league say that he's a completely different player in May than he was in October, right? That he just.
So he's getting better.
Yes.
Getting better.
Yeah, right. But especially considering his horrific start shooting wise. I think did he shoot close to 30% from threes, considering he started out like one for a million?
Yes.
Yeah.
Finished 28%. But in the G League, he ended up averaging 22 points and 44% shooting from the 3-point line.
That's not nothing. That's actually not nothing to do that in the G League.
Any of you guys wondering what Talia's been doing lately?
Talia talk?
I've thought about Talia once or twice. Yes. I know he had the tryout with Seattle, right?
I know he's playing in the CFL at some point.
Oh, he did? He played in the CFL?
As far as I know.
Okay.
He made his European League of Football debut for Hamburg on Saturday.
Played for silly Hamburg.
Come on. What are we talking about here? I mean, are we this desperate? Yeah, right. I'll be honest. I can't watch any football other than the National Football League.
Well, in college football.
And college football.
You can't watch any other pro football.
UFL, I mean, DC Defenders, it's fine. I can't watch.
They're already in the playoffs,
but
right?
Do spots for them.
I'll do spots.
Yeah, right.
Grant Paulson is the de facto talking head for the Defenders. I can't get into UFL. I'm sorry. I mean, it's just spring football doesn't do it for me.
Yeah, but if there's nothing on, I will have it on the background. I won't pay attention, but I'll have it on in the background. If there's nothing on.
I mean, I can't care about the San Antonio Brahmas, can I?
I know, you know the name.
I know another thing that you don't care about, but a lot of people do care about this. Inside the NBA signed off from TNT. There was.
I care more about Angel Reese.
A long video that Kevin Harlan was there with Reggie Miller, and they played this video, and you got to see a lot of the people that have been part of TNT's broadcast for years, whether it was Craig Sager or David Aldridge, all these guys. And then Inside the NBA signed off. Now, it's not done.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do the show still from Atlanta. It's just going to be on ESPN. Shaq, he went out with a bang on TNT. He said, to that network we come into, we not coming to F around, since this is the last show, I'm going to say it. We not coming to, and then he said the F word around.
I mean, it's kind of silly, but that's how people talk. You know, it's kind of silly that it's so verboten. You know, I kind of like it.
Did he say that?
Yeah, I kind of like it. He's going out like that.
Just let people say whatever they want. We should be able to say that word.
You should be able to say it. And if you don't like it, just don't listen. Turn it off.
We should be able to say it.
I agree. You won't do it right now.
No. No, because I get Valdez all bitter.
I was talking to somebody recently, like in the last week, and I realized that I dropped the F-bomb, which was like no big deal. It was contextually perfectly placed. And then I noticed as he talked that he was using freaking.
Oh.
Andy said, holy smokes. And then I was like, maybe I should pull back on the F-bomb.
Dude, how do the golfers, how does Jordan Spieth, how does he not curse when he hits bad shot? He talks everything.
He almost kills somebody.
Darn it. He goes, dang it.
Holy shit.
I think he said, dang it.
I think they're just so used to knowing that the cameras are there.
Yeah. They don't curse.
You know what Mrs. Bickle's favorite, I think, word, at least when I was growing up, that she would replace, I think, a bad word with. I would hear her say,
what?
Crumb.
Crumbs?
Goes, oh, crumb.
Or instead of saying, she didn't even like crap. She didn't even like to say crap.
She's crumb.
She would say crumb. Yeah, it's probably true.
Doesn't hit as hard as it should.
I was talking to my buddy who has a kidney stone, and my daughter was in the car.
Those are supposed to be super painful.
And we were just talking back and forth, and after I hung up, I said, do your friends talk like that? She goes, I've never heard two people curse more. In my life.
And you and your buddy?
Yeah, me and my buddy. And I forgot my daughter was even there. We were just talking.
Big old potty mouth. Big potty mouth over there.
The pottiest mouth of all time.
Yeah.
All right, we got to get out of here. For Bish Bucks, Cakes, EB, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Coming up next, B. Mitch and Finley on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.